So while I'm a bit of East Coast breakfast this weekend, I watched our WhatsApp line and I got a very interesting voice note that, funny enough, 2 kids later, I don't have a concrete answer for.
Hey Darren, Sky and Carmen, it's Aphelele from Ulundi. I'm a huge fan of your show, and last week's episode had me cracking up. Potty training stories and first words, hilarious. So I'm a brand new mom to a baby boy, Kulubuse, a future radio listener, I believe. And I've got million bits of advice from the internet and Facebook groups. But there's one thing that's still stumping me, and I'm hoping you guys can settle in. Where on earth do I put the car seat? Behind the driver's seat or the passenger seat? I need the expert advice from my favorite radio trio, honestly.
What? That's a great question, because I thought it was so obvious. So I obviously don't have kids, but I have friends that have kids.
Yeah.
And then I assume the car seats go where the ISOFIX is in the car. So then you decide, do you want to see your child behind you or do you want to see your child to the left
of
you?
I think most
That's
cars
what I assumed. I didn't think it was an actual thing or there's a right answer.
Yeah.
I
think most cars have ISOFIX on both sides.
Yeah,
some in the middle as well.
I mean, obviously, yeah. Darren, you know, they didn't have ISOFIX. But so
no,
the
doesn't.
But
they didn't have car seats when Darren was a baby.
Just put the child on the top of the wagon.
Yeah. No, there really were no car seats then.
So for me, it makes sense to put it behind the passenger because it's easy access, guys. If Kai or Brody fall asleep or the dummy falls out,
you can still reach.
Yeah, I can still reach. But now, if they're right behind me,
you can't.
It's a guessing game. Now I've got to stop the car. If something has dropped, a toy has dropped. So for me,
can I just say, I'm so glad that no one is saying passenger seat. Like we all know.
No, that's illegal.
You don't. No.
But the question was behind the passenger seat or behind the driver.
Yeah.
Okay. Or the middle spot.
Or the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's the middle spot.
Okay. Well, for now it's behind. Stop complicating this.
Okay. Fair enough. All right. So she's asking behind the passenger seat or behind the driver's
seat. Yeah.
Or in the middle, I guess. You could pick one.
Yeah. Where does the car seat
now go? Suddenly we can choose the middle again. Are we choosing the middle again?
No, the middle was always an option.
Option. We got to put the middle.
Oh, okay. Yes. Sorry, I was complicating things. Okay, so we now have three options.
He's so touchy.
You're talking about the fronts, that's why.
Yeah, you're talking about the front.
The front seat is out.
Yes.
Yes, we're talking about the back, way in the back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so where do you put the baby's car seat while you are driving? It's only you in the car, so you don't have any backup. It's only you and baby and baby car seat in the car. Where's the best place of the three seats, right behind you, the middle seat, or the passenger seat? Please let me know.
With respect to the car seat, I'm not sure you can put it in the center. It's probably not the best idea. Mm-hmm. And then I think if I read those books correctly, it's you can put it either behind the passenger or the driver, but it needs to be facing the rear end. That's where the greatest chance of, I don't know, safety or the most protection is offered if the child is facing the rear window.
Okay, that sounded like a safety officer there giving us a briefing. So do you have a preference?
Well, I've Googled for you because you know.
Yeah, Google Mom is good.
That's fine. So I've said it says here according to this, it's actually exactly where he said the rear middle. Safest place for a car is a rear middle seat due to its maximum distance from the passenger side, airbags, and any potential impact. Statistically, the safest location.
Thank you, Google Mom.
It's East Coast Breakfast, East Coast Radio.
So for me, it would be behind the passenger seat because we drive on the left-hand side of the road. So when you pull over, you need an emergency stop or stop at school, you're taking the child out on the pavement side and not having your door wide open on the roadside. Putting you both in danger.
Huh.
And yes, like Sky said as well, it's like if your child drops something, it's easier for you to reach when you pull over than getting out the car. So yeah, behind the passenger seat, safety first.
All right, you know what? We've put a diagram on Facebook. It's the aerial footage, a shot of a car.
Yes.
And then the seats A, B, and C. What are we, right-hand drive? So yeah, A would be right behind me.
Yeah.
And B would be that middle seat, and then C would be behind the passenger. Where would you put it? Rowena says C. So is that the passenger?
Yes.
Is the correct place that the baby is always on the side of the pavement? I didn't even think about this when this was first brought up, but it's genius.
Yeah, I never thought of that either.
And also, maybe if you'd asked me 16 years ago, I would know. Also, it makes it safer for both of you when strapping the child in. Makes sense.
Okay, so we got a phone call here from Umakumalo Mtongwa from Peter Maritzburg. Please tell us, where do you put the baby's seat?
Well, when my kids were younger, I was always paranoid about the space between the front seats, and I was always paranoid about something happening. So I put them in the middle at the back, but they would face the back as well, because I was always scared that maybe someone would bump me and something would happen and the baby would jump up, you know, something like that. But I would just strap it and face it in the back until the dad decided to put out the swinging ducks. So I think it was easy for me like that, and I felt it was safer.
Okay, so swinging ducks is for entertainment, by the way,
yes,
guys.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with safety.
Yeah.
Okay, so but now she's saying middle. Earlier they said...
Well... Okay, I'm beginning to think the middle might be the best place, because there's a lot of fresh air between anything that would impact the car in an accident.
Oh, Google Mom.
Also, you would think car manufacturers by now, I'm just saying, would put like, because we've so advanced in technology, right? We'd put like a camera at the back seat that you could mount on the back seat so you could see your child in the front.
Yes, I don't need to see
it.
I'm reversing it.
You don't have to turn around.
Yes.
I don't know why we haven't done that.
So what they do, they're going to say, the moms are going to say, but you get a mirror with your baby seat.
Yeah, you do.
So you get a mirror that you can always, if the baby's behind you, you put the mirror behind your headrest.
No, I get that. But you're still going to have to look. You're still distracted from driving when you look.
Yeah.
If you had the camera and the screen and you had like a full feed, because you guys have like the baby monitors when your baby's sleeping in the other room. Like, that's normal.
And I can't
even do this with car seats.
I can't even plug my baby monitor there because the cars don't have like a 2-pin plug. Maybe so that too.
Yes, we need to,
Hey,
or maybe you need a new car.
You had baby chairs. My parents used to just drive there and say, we'll meet you there.
East Coast Breakfast, East Coast Radio.
We haven't really settled on one position. 0617929495.
In all honesty, with children's car seats having to be rear-facing for quite some time, it doesn't really matter, because unless you have sonar and super long arms, you're not going to reach that baby without stopping anyways. So until you can do forward-facing... you can really put them anywhere.
Oh, this is genius. I didn't even think about that. Obviously, the safest place is back-facing.
Yes.
But so you're not reaching child back-facing anywhere in the car. Yeah. Unless you have...
Exactly. So
I have long arms.
No, have you seen my arms? But guys, I...
No, but your arms are too big and like they're like tree trunks. You don't have flexibility. Mine are like long and lanky. I'm like Mr. Elasto.
He's an athlete, remember?
I'm an athlete.
Yeah, in the losing team, but an athlete.
Listen, I tell you what, we've asked where's the best place, but in actual fact, we've just discovered the best question actually is, where is the safest place to put baby in the car? 10 past 8, we're going to speak to the guy who's been the first responder to thousands of incidents throughout the province, Conrad Jones from Redline Response. He will tell us, and then we'll all know.
I think someone who can give us the safest answer.
Safest place.
Yes, is Conrad Jones from Redline Response. Mr. Jones, good morning. You sent me a WhatsApp, so I thought maybe we should share with the entire KZN.
Morning, Sky.
Where do you put the car seat?
So, as an emergency worker, we obviously get to see a lot of the destruction. So the one place we obviously don't want any children is on the front seat.
Yes.
Yeah,
and it's a pet hate for all of us to see children sitting on the front seat with no car seat under that age.
Hang on, before we carry on, Conrad, you don't still see that, right? Surely they've stopped that.
Horribly we do. And it's an ongoing practice where mom will sit in the back and the front passenger sees the child sitting there or standing up on the seat. So... unless you like your child part of the N3 highway, I suggest that you do follow the right rules of the road and buckle yourselves up appropriately.
All right. So for those of us that are law-abiding citizens and we want to put our baby safely strapped up in the back of the car, back-facing, where is the best seat to put them? Behind the driver, in the middle, or behind the passenger seat?
So unfortunately, again, I'm looking at it from a negative side. So, you know, if you're a driver of the vehicle and you're involved in an accident, the first thing you're going to do is try and stay in control of the car as long as possible. So the driver will always try and save the driver, literally saying. So behind the driver is probably, for me, the safest place to put a car seat or in the center of the vehicle. But saying that as well, if you're in a hijacking situation, the robots, and they're pulling you out your driver's door, you don't want to be climbing across your car to the back left or the back right or to the center. You want to try and get your child out as quickly as possible. So behind the driver's side, again, it's quicker to get your child out the vehicle and then let them take your car and go and be submissive. If you've got two children, then I suggest that you choose the best one of the two.
Sheesh, what? Conrad, you're being a bit hectic, Abru.
I can understand Conrad, because he's at the front of these accidents and he sees this all the time. So for him, it's very jarring and he needs to make this very clear. And I'll tell you why I'm so grateful for this information, guys. We've also got a WhatsApp channel. We've got a poll. And actually, everybody, majority have said C, which is the exact opposite of what Conrad is saying. Yes. So the least amount of people have said behind the driver's seat, right? But actually, Conrad is saying that's for him the safest place. Yeah. And that's somebody I would take advice from and listen to. So people that are on our WhatsApp channel, I hope that we can educate you with this and your kids can be even safer. So
Yeah, Conrad, thank you very much for chatting to us this morning.
You're all wrong in this, if I can say that. But like I said, for me, from a safety aspect, what we see on the road on a daily basis from motor vehicle accidents, collisions and trauma and so forth, the driver's side is normally where, like I say, the driver's going to stay in control of that vehicle for as long as possible and when it goes wrong. And therefore, your child will be the safest person behind the driver.
Thank you. Conrad Jones from Redline Response giving us an unambiguous answer there. If you are a baby mama or a baby daddy, or you're expecting children and you would be asking this question, where do I safely put my child? It would seem that on our poll, is it A? That says behind the driver.
Yeah, so A is behind the driver, B is middle, and C is behind the passenger. Mm-hmm.